gives them a place for their. It takes deposits and put them to work. That's what a bank does.
Tell me what happened. How did you get to this place where you had so many obligations? There was a very tough piece by Eric Dash in the New York Times over the weekend, an exhaustive look at Citibank, and it basically painted the picture of a bank where risk management was not handled very well at all.
Charlie, go back again to what a bank does. A bank takes deposits and puts deposits to work by lending money, etc. We learned historically that if you take deposits in Houston and put them in Houston real estate, it didn't work 20 years ago. So a good bank takes deposits from a diversified set of places and puts that money to work in a diversified set of risks. What went wrong? What went wrong is we had tremendous concentration, in the sense that we put a lot of our money to work against U.S. real estate. So how we got here is we got here by lending money and putting money to work in the U.S. real estate market.
There's no question about that, is there?
Well,
you said probably.
Results would show that's kind of where we are.
And that the role of risk management, which Warren Buffett said to me is the role of the CEO, that's the man who has to be in charge of risk management. He's right. And risk management at Citi seemed to have gotten out of control. Will you accept that?
I do consider the role of the CEO as that of a risk manager, and I'll take that. And that is my role, I'm very clear about that.
You seem to be saying that it was. We shouldn't. No one should have expected a better performance, because no one could have imagined the housing collapse that we saw in this country, correct? Is that what you are saying? Because it says that no one was to blame.
What I'm saying is that when you look at the housing market, when you look at what has happened to housing prices over time, they've steadily gone up. And customers, consumers, the average person in the U.S. has looked at their house as their bank. It's where you collect equity, where you have your savings, and they started using them. And so, yes, I think Wall Street, financial institutions, went a little bit further. Went to a point where they started encouraging people to use those savings. They went a little bit further in the sense of saying, okay, housing prices have really not dropped that much over the years. Encourage them to buy more houses. Now, we're not the first country that has gotten into this bubble. There's a lot of different places that have gone into that.
Let me just come back to this question, though. I mean, Citibank had become much larger than the functions that you had talked about. Trading was a central part of this. And you look around, and all these functions were under this one institution.
Yes, absolutely.